didn't look like the game of the season from your eyes, I'm sure, at half time, John, but it was a bloody good comeback.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jared. I'm not sure I would have been sitting there at half time thinking that. But, have 9 goals kicked against us in a quarter. We won the other 3 quarters, and our second half was, we came home really strongly. And the positive to come out of it was we didn't throw the towel in at half time. We came out after half time and had a real crack. And we're a bit wasteful in that last quarter going forward. We didn't really connect with our forward half as well as what we should have. In the end, we sort of won the 3 quarters, lost 1 by 39 points and lost the game, obviously.
It was an incredible second quarter. I mean, it was just great for the game, great for people watching, whether you're Barrack for Carlton or Sydney. It probably didn't matter, but it was just electric. It must have been awesome down on the ground. And the pressure, I think, was world record of 270 that Carlton brought to bear, which just goes to show that, there are levels and levers that clubs can pull if everybody's pulling in the same direction that can get them to reach great heights.
Yeah, I reckon the Swan supporters probably wouldn't have enjoyed it. I didn't that second quarter. To Carlton's credit, I think for much of that quarter, they were 2.47 pressure.
Yeah.
And that might mean much to the general public. But, if you're still working in the footy space from day to day, that's a pretty significant amount of pressure for a sustained period. To their credit, they were very good in that quarter. And we need to make sure we take the momentum. Sometimes that happens in a game that opposition are going to get a real run on and are really playing well. And for that period, we've just got to make sure that the damage, we limit it a bit before it obviously gets to 9 goals. And if we'd cut it down a bit more than that, somewhere near half, it gives us a chance to win the game. Still, teams are still going to get momentum. But it's a bit like a couple of weeks ago we played Brisbane. Out of those 2 games, the Brisbane and Carlton game, we've only lost 2 quarters. But those 2 quarters, we've given up too much ground.
John, so in terms of shutting momentum down and halving it, as you said, from 9 goals to 4, was it what you did after halftime, where you've probably controlled the ball a little bit more? What are the type of levers you can pull to stop momentum?
Yeah, there's a few levers, Lloyd, in there. There's, I think that winning the centre bounces is one. Obviously, with the 6-6-6 rule, it can be difficult at times, but, I think over the last 5 weeks, we've been equal with Carlton as far as centre bounce clearances. So we've generally been okay with that. There's no question when you get your hands on the ball to be able to just take the sting out of it for a second. We probably didn't do that as well as what we could have. And then just making sure after half time, it was just sort of some basic cracking in. It sounds complicated, but sometimes the game we can complicate the hell out of it. But we just had a couple of secondary stoppages and just got the momentum back that way. Pushed the ball forward, took a bit of distance, and then we're able to score off the back of that.
Can you give us an update on Josh Kennedy, John, and where he sits with his hand? Is it tendon?
Lordy, a bit of tendon, unfortunately, for Josh. It was just an unfortunate situation he found himself in with his leg, and he was all out of whack there. He's trying to do the right thing by the team, and unfortunately, he suffered a hamstring tendon injury, not enough to have an operation, but enough to keep him out for a significant amount of time, 8 to 10 weeks. And, it's the first time he's ever had that amount of time out. And, it's obviously a feel for Josh.
Will he look to push hard to play that, get back to play at least a game or two and finals, John?
We had a good discussion with Josh today. He's a beauty, and, he's got a really positive mindset already. He was disappointed and flat that, he hasn't missed much footy, but he's also understanding that he's had a really good run as far as injuries are concerned. And he said, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'm a really positive mindset as far as getting my rehab right and having a crack and doing the best I can in that space. And then I'll also help you blokes out in whatever space you need to. And so he's going to help us out with some roles at the back end of the year.
John, it seems to be a hot topic for a myriad of reasons. Have you got a view on umpiring right now in the game?
No.
I had about 4 different options I thought you might have taken, but no is one. Can I just explore a little bit more, though, John? The Chad Warner one worries me to a degree because, what Chad Warner did after being penalised for running 17 metres, it was natural and it was...
It wasn't descent,
and I just think that the footy world absolutely supports Brad Scott and Andrew Dillon and the push to sort of lead the way. But it's, we've got to make sure we're not making it a robotic response, because I think it robs the game of something to a degree.
Yeah, I think when I first came out, I think I was asked about it. And I think everyone's initial response was, we've got to be really clear. You know, there's three umpires on the ground. You've got to be really clear with, is it a dissent or not dissent? Well, I was always a bit not sure about that. You know, I just think a bit of the old common sense. Back people in that they've got the common sense to make the right call. They don't always get it right. But, I'm not sure whether the umpires have said that was right or wrong, that call. I haven't heard. So, I don't think there was any dissent in what he was doing.
No.
And I understand where the umpires are going and the AFL's going with it, but didn't handle it too bad, to be honest.
So we push on to Friday night, another big Friday night game for Sydney, and it's against the Tigers. They've got a couple of big injuries, but it's almost cutthroat now, isn't it? We're only midway through the season, and yet you're both sitting in that same spot in the eight, and 4 points looks like 8 points.
Yeah, it's a big game, isn't it? I mean, it's this is what you want to play for, isn't it? Last Friday we played Carlton. Was it 4v5th? And Friday night, and yeah, have a red hot crack at it. And both teams were up for the contest. We were disappointing in the second, but the other three were okay. And then this week again, another one against a really informed team over the last month. I think they've only lost the two quarters over the last month, so they're a really, they're in strong form, the Tigers, and they're playing, the way you imagine Richmond play. So, we're looking forward to that contest again, and these are the type of games you want to be playing in, and we're really looking forward to it. Our younger players, our experienced players, we're looking forward to that contest.
Hey, John, a broader footy one post COVID. Where are you at in terms of what you'd like in terms of your coaching staff, development staff, everything to do in a footy department, and the things you might want to get for next year? Are there still things that you're a long way off wanting from a footy department perspective and coaching perspective?
Yeah, I think my point of view on this, Lordy, that footy department's been decimated, and the workload hasn't dropped. Initially, when the 3.5 million was carved out of footy departments, there was going to be less than the playing lists. And what happens is that you never want to give your players less service, so you're doing it on a third less staff. And those staff obviously are still on massive pay cuts. So I feel for footy departments across the country because they're all sort of working absolutely to the their fingers to the bone. And I just don't think it's right what the industry's doing with footy departments. If the way it's been handled, and you would have thought that there would have been some comeback, but still seems a fair way off, unfortunately.
You don't have any more clarity about next year in that space?
No idea. I mean, it seems like the footy departments are the ones that are carrying the can. That's the way it is.
John, we appreciate your time. Good luck Friday night.
All right, no worries. Thank you.
John Lamai, coach of the Sydney Swans.